follow to find the Warren. Monitor estimated the likelihood of that happening was roughly the same as the likelihood that humans would find a way to reach the target world prior to the Warren getting there. Although recent occurrences had made Monitor reconsider some of those previous assumptions too. Hence, the message in the capsule was longer and more detailed than any previous one deposited so far during the journey. That breadcrumb trail of capsules, which were periodically launched, and now resided outside the residual wake of the Warren. If and when someone approached the most recent capsule, the message would activate. This is Monitor of the Warren, recording Progress Report 74. As with the prior progress reports, this message will be placed into a stasis capsule and then jettisoned from the colony ship Warren as part of Project Breadcrumb. As I have stated in all prior messages, I initiated Project Breadcrumb shortly after I was placed into command mode. The purpose and rationale of Project Breadcrumb is to allow humans and artificial intelligence systems from Earth to quickly find the colony ship Warren, or for humans and artificial intelligence systems on the Warren to reverse course and return to Earth. I am cognizant of the fact that technological advances may allow for faster velocities and modes of transportation than the colony ship Warren has currently, and therefore, I established Project Breadcrumb to be a tool if those situations would arise. Population factors, status of the biomes, and trajectory toward the target world all continue to operate within projected parameters. Attached is a separate memoranda data file of those specifics. There are two unusual developments since the last report. First, the colony ship Warren was visited by a probe from Earth. This probe arrived via an unknown propulsion system, which allows spacecraft to circumvent the speed of light. The probe was followed by a scout ship with two human occupants. These were startling developments. Neither of these visits were related to Project Breadcrumb. These space vessels originated on Earth at Dome 17, which is not in our records. The Dome Survival System's complete records are missing, but it is not inconceivable that a Dome 17 existed on Earth and was able to launch both the probe and the scout ship. Therefore, I will refer to these visitors as from Dome 17, but I only have their word on their origin. Genetic testing was done on both the human occupants. They are named Alan and Beth. Both showed exceptional genetic characteristics and some unusual patterns, which are not common in either the habitat dwellers' profiles, nor are they common in the suspended animation occupants' profiles. Enhancements were noted in the visitors which I have catalogued and stored in our records. The limited historical records available, combined with observations of the visitors, leads me to believe their home, Dome 17, practices an extreme form of selective breeding and population eugenics. I am studying the manner, but harbor ethical questions about what they have been doing. A third occupant, an artificial intelligence system with the nomenclature Elsa, was also part of the scout's crew. Elsa's abilities are roughly equivalent to my own, but we each arrive at these points via different modes, which might be called a variant of convergent evolution of artificial intelligence. I am studying the matter. These visitors possess their technological advances in addition to spacecraft propulsion. They have a faster-than-light radio system, which allows for near-instantaneous communication between two places that possess that technology. They have advanced tools which are somewhat better, in some aspects,